It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Every Wednesday, WNYC's cultural critic Rebecca Carroll joins us to share her thoughts and opinions on race and culture. And today we're talking about how branding, the birthing experience of black women, can be a good thing. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
All right, so you spoke recently with Latham Thomas. Tell us about her, and I'm very interested in this topic.
Yeah, it is really interesting. Latham Thomas is the founder of something called Mama Glow, and she was recently featured on the Roots 100 Most Influential African Americans. Mama Glow is described on its website as a maternity lifestyle brand committed to supporting women along the childbearing continuum.
Oh boy, that's
right?
A mouthful.
Right, yeah. So the stats are very clear and damning when it comes to the discrepancies in reproductive health care provided to black women versus white women or other women of color.
Right.
Black women experience maternal crisis at a much higher rate, including disproportionately higher rates of death during childbirth. And so we're paying attention to this issue on a national level now more than ever, but Latham's been doing this work since 2012, and so I asked her how she feels about that.
It's such a blessing that we have tools now that help us to further populate the media landscape, but also that carry the narrative. You know, when I was doing the work, there was conferences that we would go to that were focused on maternal mortality and nobody would attend. And it was alarming, the information that we learned about African-American women specifically, because we're in a 25-year increase in terms of black maternal deaths, right? So it just so happened that we had this really pivotal, I think, seminal pieces that came out with the New York Times story with Linda Villarosa,
yeah,
and then the ProPublica piece in 2017. So that, I think, helped to create a narrative for people that we're in a crisis, right? And brought national attention, but really global attention, to a crisis that we see that's happening here. And what we know is that the CDC just released new data, right, 2 weeks ago, which says that black women are now 4 to 5 times more likely than white women to die during childbirth or due to childbirth-related causes. When we saw those New York Times pieces, it was 3 to 4 times. And so we see that there's been an uptick. And those numbers are also the same as UK numbers. And so we see this sort of trajectory that anti-blackness is global. And this is not something that is just happening here, but it's happening in many spaces where women are not seen, they're not heard, they're neglected.
So it's not just America, which I guess gives this issue a lot more weight then, right?
Yes, it does. Although I think many times when an issue that involves anti-black racism goes into a larger global context, mm-hmm. the racism that we black folks in the U.S. experience on a daily basis can get kind of lost or mm-hmm. overshadowed. Mm-hmm. So when you apply that to the experience of childbirth in particular, there are a lot of ways that we've trained ourselves to navigate various spaces.
People of color have a very unique skill, and I think it's an imperfect intelligence that we walk into a room and we can tell whether or not we're safe. Trauma comes in where it plays out in some of these health outcomes, right? Because we see hypertension, we see the stress, which affects every aspect of our health, but really our mental health that we don't address. And then obviously in our community, there's like a stigma, which I think is just starting to slowly unravel around looking at how mental health is like, you know, we have to approach mental hygiene like we approach everything else. And I think we're just now having language for that as well. So,
I mean, that issue of mental health, which is obviously another conversation, but also of a piece, mm-hmm. had to happen during this time.
It had to.
Because we're going to lose our minds
yes.
in this administration if actually look at what we're keeping,
mm-hmm.
what we already have
yes.
repressed.
Yes.
And Rebecca, you say her work is largely about helping connect new parents to resources.
Yeah, they offer workshops and conferences and doulas mm-hmm. and encouragement, really, on all aspects of giving birth. And Latham says the work is really deeply meaningful to her.
I often think of Harriet Tubman and how she carried people to safe passage by night. And that I believe that's the work that we do as doulas, is to help people navigate this uncharted territory in darkness and to birth their babies into the light. And so for me, it's a calling. It's not something that I like, you know, it's a passion for me or whatever. It's really a calling, which means that when you feel called, you get up in the middle of the night, 3 a.m, dress your baby, take them to your baby daddy's house. Like, I mean, for me, that's what it was. It wasn't a choice. It was like God laid it upon me to do this work.
Wow, it's pretty profound. But Rebecca, at the same time, she calls Mama Glow a lifestyle brand, which, you know, kind of has a different feel to it.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, why is it necessary to label something so personal, so individual and intimate, that also carries some very serious policy ramifications, a brand? So here's what she said, smartly.
I think it's about a presentation, an ethos, like a lexicon, a language, right? And helping people to craft a language and reframe the way they think about this experience, like this messaging speaks to who I am or who I want to become. And so much of our focus, and I love our First Lady Michelle Obama with this concept that she brought through about becoming, which is so much of like who we are always becoming, right? And so these women who come, they are committed to becoming, to unraveling. And also as they do this work, they're confronting their own trauma, their mother's trauma, their grandmother's stuff that they're carrying with them, and slowly unraveling and untangling what we've inherited so that they could actually be these vessels of service for other women. And so I feel like the brand ethos helps people to anchor in that and then find their entry point into how they want to do this work in the world and how they want to approach the conversation.
Now, her work seems very birth-focused, but what about people who become parents in other ways? I know, Rebecca, you talk about this, and it's something you think about, but you were adopted.
That's right. Yeah, I asked her about that directly.
It's really not for us to say what's going to work for other people, but for them to, for themselves, through experience, through sort of getting some things wrong or right, and figuring out who this person is when they arrive, because they're here to teach us.
And so she also talks about it from a very personal level, how she, as a single mother and as herself the daughter of a single mother, worried about perpetuating cycles. Essentially, though, she says, regardless of how you arrive at parenting, the key thing is mindfulness.
Latham Thomas is the founder of Mama Glow, and Rebecca Carroll is WNYC's cultural critic. Rebecca, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.